Cold temperatures are present across the majority of the Midwest this morning, but the good news is that there's probably not any winter kill or threat thereof from the cold temperatures. We did get down into the upper single digits in northern parts of Illinois with not much snow on the ground there, but that's not cold enough for a long enough period of time to cause a problem for the crop, and it looks like temperatures in the rest of the region from Missouri into Ohio are mostly in the teens, and it looks like there's not much reason to be too concerned about the situation at this point. Snow continues to fall in some locations across parts of Michigan, northeastern and northwestern sections of Indiana, and also in Ohio this morning. Most of the snow that occurred yesterday was fairly light and rather erratic across the region. And there's another area of snow that evolved overnight last night in western Iowa and back up into the eastern Dakotas and catching a small part of westernmost Minnesota. This has been a fairly weak event and one that's going to dissipate as we go through the day today, so don't look for any further snow advance into the western Corn Belt. And the temperature bias across the majority of the Midwest will continue to be on the cool side of normal for a while here. I don't know that we're going to see any extremes like we saw this morning for another day or two, but over the weekend, temperatures will get rather cold once again. We'll look for the temperatures falling back into some single digits and teens across portions of the same area that was impacted this morning, and that includes Illinois, parts of northeastern Missouri, and areas off to the east into Ohio. Tomorrow morning, those areas will see some upper single-digit readings and teens again, just like this morning. And it looks like we'll take a little bit of break on Friday, but on Saturday and Sunday, we'll see temperatures getting cold again across the region. Sub-zero readings will be mostly in Iowa, northwesternmost Illinois, near the Iowa border, and northward into Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the eastern Dakota. There may be some negative teens or even a few lower negative 20s in parts of that uppermost part of the Midwest, but we won't see that kind of cold reaching down into the snow-free areas in the lower Midwest, and I don't expect to see winter kill to be much of an issue. Also, it looks as though the temperatures will be cold in Florida tomorrow morning with some 30s down across citrus country, but it doesn't look like temperatures will be cold enough for a long enough period of time to cause any kind of permanent damage to the citrus crop there, and for that matter, not to sugarcane either. We don't have much in the way of significant storminess on the forecast charts here today. Most of the weather across the Midwest will be tranquil for the next week to week and a half. We'll look for a change later this month back to a more stormy pattern for the lower parts of the region. But until that occurs, we probably won't encounter much in the way of adversity. The light snow that's occurring this morning in the eastern parts of the Great Lakes region and Ohio will likely continue for a little while, but the snow in the western Corn Belt will dissipate along with that in the east as time moves along. The next weather event will occur this weekend after a cold surface high pressure system drops into the region. So as we get out into Saturday night and Sunday, snow will develop across the northern parts of the western Corn Belt, and eventually that will spread east to southeastward across the rest of the Midwest as we get through the day on Sunday and into early Monday. Snowfall will run anywhere from a dusting up to 2 or 3 inches with this event. We do expect quite a bit of wind in the northern plains in the northwestern Corn Belt for a brief period of time on Saturday going into Sunday morning as these air masses change, but it doesn't look like there will be much wind in the rest of the Midwest, at least not excessive speeds. The next storm system to impact the region will probably come along at midweek next week, running across the northern part of the country. Another system at the end of next week, but if you're looking for the big soakers like we've been seeing in the past, you're going to have to wait at least 10 days before we run into that kind of scenario again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.